Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Illusionoid.
Take this opportunity to interview our friend Christian Brune about his trip to San Diego.
Sit down, John Cattucci. Yeah.
Not only his trip, but you were there as a celebrity guest.
I was a guest of sorts, yeah.
Because you're on a television show.
Oh, yeah, that is also true. I didn't just go there. Someone paid for my ticket.
Yeah, wow. Must be nice.
And my hotel. And my food.
So what was the main thing that you were doing when you were there? Like what? So you were brought
really
on as a celebrity. So did you join panels?
Was that I was on a couple of panels. I think I did three panels. One was like the official Orphan Black panel for San Diego Comic-Con, which was attended by like 2,000 screaming fans, which was pretty crazy.
Wow.
That's like the big one when you see on IMDb or on the interweb where there's like that table and everybody's got like the San Diego Comic-Con name card and all that stuff, and you're at a long table. And then what they don't show you is the other side, and it's just a room that goes like two football fields long, full of people. It's insane.
And are they all insane, though? Are the people that have come to see you, are they
mostly?
A little bit.
Mostly. What does that mean? They're trumpets?
They're trumpets also. Yes.
Yeah, they bring trumpets.
Do they really?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And vuvuzelas, right? They bring those.
Are we all doing it?
So what are some of the questions you get when you're on a panel like that? I've never been on a panel like that. I've seen panels like that, but I've never been on one.
Fair enough. Yeah. Well, this panel was we have someone moderating it, and Scott Aukerman was our moderator for this panel.
Yep. Are you serious?
Not Aukerman. Aukerman.
Amazing. That would have been amazing.
It was so close.
And I know that you and Scott Aukerman are friends. Scott Aukerman, who's the host of Comedy Bang Bang, both on television and the podcast. Yeah. Scott and Christian are friends. So did he just... I know Scott's bit is that he just buries you the whole time. Did he do that during the panel?
Yeah, he made fun of Murdoch Mysteries.
Oh, my God. Have you seen this guy, Murdoch Mysteries?
In the States, it's called something else.
The Artful Detective.
The Artful Detective.
It's not. Really? Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Because... up here, Murdoch Mysteries means something, but those words in the States don't translate to anything.
No. They can't stand alliteration down there.
Nope.
They
hate
cannot.
It.
No.
They hate it.
They hate it.
Yeah.
Guess their back's up.
Totally. Yeah. So, like, there was five of us from the show and then our two showrunners and creators, and so we each kind of answered a couple questions that Scott gave us, and then Scott made Tatiana Maslany, who plays all the clones on Orphan Black, and she's a brilliant improviser and actress. He made her improvise in character with all of us.
What?
And we did like these little mini improv scenes, and so I ended up doing a scene as my character Donnie with Allison, who's like an uptight soccer mom from the suburbs. We did like us bantering at a Trump rally.
Fantastic. That's wonderful. So how long does the panel go on for? Like, how long does
it goes on for an hour, and usually each network will play like a trailer or like we had a wrap up of all four seasons.
Wow.
And then we also later on we aired the blooper reel from the season and like kind of giving little things for the fans to see for the first time.
Yeah.
Did so you it's guys, like a little celebration.
Were you teasing a movie while you were there, saying that this is going to become a film?
Nope.
Okay. Were you teasing that Orphan Black when it finishes? Because it's going to finish.
It is. We have one more season.
One more season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When it finishes, though, did you announce that there will be a musical?
Yeah.
I think it's just assumed that Orphan Black would make a great musical.
Amazing musical. Yeah. Here we go.
Here's a taste, guys. Here's a taste of Orphan Black the musical.
Yeah.
This is called Donnie's Song.
Donnie's Song.
Donnie's Song.
Donnie's Song.
Donnie's Song.
Nobody understands me when I'm standing alone, just standing in my underwear,
drunken home alone. Did you know that I have children? They're not my mind, they are adopted. But don't you worry, cause I got the swimmers. It's my wife who can't have them. It's her fault, they're not mine. Does she know that I have the time? I'll put it in.
I'll pull it out.
Oh, come on. Just a taste.
Yes, that's what sex is all about. Hey, let me get just people into what sex is.
It's a work in progress, guys. So don't judge it.
Yeah.
Don't judge
nice.
It.
We're
working.
Nice.
That's I've been working on that for four seasons now.
It's that's a real. It. What I we're like about it. That song is it's a real conflict because you want to feel bad for him, but he's a dick.
Yeah.
He's just explaining the natural process of birth.
We're all everybody's
or
also,
making
everybody's
birth.
Thinking it, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's wondering.
As soon as you hear that first chord,
who can't have the baby?
Oh, that.
That's what
yeah.
I'm watching the show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, which one? Which who's not
who's
to blame?
Who's broken?
Whose fault?
Who's broke?
Look, Allison was engineered that way.
Right.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
She's a clone.
Is that a spoiler by any chance?
I mean, that comes out in like season one.
Okay.
So.
All right.
That she's a clone. You mean, or that
that she's a clone and that. She can't have children. None of the clones can have children, except maybe.
Yes.
That's all I'm going to say.
Oh,
except
so
maybe.
Here's a question.
Oh, huge scoop.
I haven't seen all the episodes
for
yet.
Season five.
But has your character had sex with any of the other clones?
On the show?
On the show.
Or just in my mind?
On your show. On the show. Have you mistakenly... Have they done the old switcheroo on you? You know what I mean? Like
they haven't done that switcheroo plot-wise yet. I'm thinking season five is a good time
for
that.
I think that's fun.
That's then people will look back on and go, that's when Orphan Black jumped the shark.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
They took that soccer mom and put her in a weird situation.
Well, that's like that episode of Star Trek where, you know, Kirk was split in two on the transporter.
Yeah.
And he tries to get on with Yeoman Rand. as the evil Kirk tries to come on to Yeoman Rand, and then she sees the good Kirk, and she's like, "You attacked me." He's like, "I don't know what you're talking about." And then you see the evil Kirk, and he's got scratches on his face.
That was basically the inception of Orphan Black.
Really?
Was that
thing
amazing?
Right there.
Yeah. I just stumbled into
it.
That.
Here, you heard it here.
That's how it
amazing.
Started.
True
huge
fact.
Scoops.
That's
huge
right.
galore
started.
On Illusionoid.
But like,
I would love to hear a little bit
movie,
more of that
though.
Song if I could. Well, just
there
a little
there
bit
has
more
been a rumor of a movie.
Okay.
A rumor of a movie.
There's a
rumor.
Is it a musical movie?
I hope so. Sort of like Grease.
Guys, here's another taste of the Orphan Black musical starring Christian Brune.
Also done. So.
Well, this is a real fun one, though. This is a real fun one.
I kill you dead. I kill you dead. I kill you dead in the head. I'm from Ukraine. I'm a crazy blonde assassinator.
Wait, stop. Wait,
I'm playing Helena in this song.
Oh.
I thought
Donnie had a clone.
No.
No.
That's season five.
Oh, sorry. Guys, huge
amazing.
Scoops on Illusionoid. Huge scoops.
All these huge scoops. Two scoops.
So you did, you also did a little video that just hit Facebook today for The Nerdist.
Yes.
It was you running around doing a scavenger hunt looking for things at Comic-Con, like a sexy version of a character that isn't normally sexy. And you found sexy Ewoks?
I found three sexy Ewoks. So I ran up to them. I had a camera with me. And it was a competition. It was me versus Bowser, who was one of the hosts at Nerdist.
But he's also the guy you would...
I don't know.
Notice me, senpai. That guy, if you've ever seen those videos, that was the guy he was competing against.
Oh, wow. Hold on, what? Ewoks,
and so we have to
Ewoks
take...
aren't normally sexy?
John, no, we have to have a talk.
Oh, boy. Are you wearing your Ewok underwear today?
Oh, it's because I'm Italian, right? And just I just thought the hairiness was a thing that I grew up with. And I thought...
It's no shame.
No.
There's some shame.
Yeah, there's a bit of shame.
And so you're saying they're not sexy. They're not sexy.
Not supposed to be, no. Go ahead.
Well, I found three, and I felt really bad because I went up to them. They were like three female Ewoks in like crop tops and like big knee-high boots, and they were all shishied up, but they were furry as well. And so I ran up and I said, "Excuse me, are you sexy Ewoks?" And they turned around and they were like, "Well, we're Ewoks."
Oh.
And two of them were the daughters of the third one.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
So many scoops here on Illusionoid.
Yeah. So I immediately felt like a sexist pervert. Yeah. I was like, "Hey, are you sexy Ewoks?" And they're just like, "No, we're Ewoks. And these are my daughters." It was the mother who said it.
Wow.
And
who
then
was
I was
the
like,
sexiest
oh.
of them?
The daughters.
Okay, okay. It was just a question. It was just a question.
I was hoping you'd say the mom. Yeah.
Did they sing the song?
Yeah.
Did, which song?
Dub, dub.
You mean Jub Nub?
Yep.
Or Yub Nub?
Yeah. Did they sing it while they were dancing?
No. They should have. They should have been singing it constantly.
Donnie's song?
Donnie's song.
They should have sung Donnie's song.
It goes a little like this, guys.
How does Donnie's song go anyway?
Goes like this.
This is the closer, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. It's the reprise, right?
Yeah, the reprise and closer.
I made my own child in the palm of my hand.
All right, look, I give too many things away.
Oh, hang on. John's debuting his new sexy Ewok song.
No, no.
I know an Ewok.
No, no.
And he is hot.
No, no.
And so is the female Ewok.
Yup, no.
She's really hot.
Yup, no.
I got in that tree.
Yup, no.
And I swung around.
Yup, no.
And I got down.
Yup, no.
With some Ewoks in my pants.
Bro, okay, that's enough. Yeah. Yeah. There's more to it. It's, again, a work in progress. It's a work in progress. Singing tonight in this interview.
Pants.
It's beautiful.
Christian, other than being a panel member at Comic-Con, what did you enjoy? Like, what was something you wanted to do at Comic-Con?
I met Neil Gaiman.
What? Yes.
Yep.
Oh, amazing.
Yep.
Oh my God. Pretend I don't know who that is.
Oh, God.
Do you know who that is?
Don't worry about it, John Cattucci. He was the one I was, because I saw him in the green room for all the pre-panels.
Yeah.
And I was too scared to go and talk to him. And then later on, the next day, I was in a red carpet line with him and standing like next to him. And then finally, Graham and John, who are the showrunners and creators of Orphan Black, started talking to him because they were nerding out. And I was like, me too. I'm reading your book right now.
Were you reading American Gods?
Yeah.
American Gods, yeah.
That's going to be a television show this year.
Yes.
So he was there to promote that, obviously, right?
Yes, he was. He was there with the cast. And
did anybody cosplay Donnie?
Not this year. Last year, someone did.
Was there a sexy?
We did a
Donnie?
Panel. Yes. Well, yeah. I mean, sort of.
Did somebody take your regular boy?
There was a girl. There was a girl who cosplayed Donnie, but my character does this, like twerking in my underwear bed scene with money with my wife with Allison.
Isn't the song? Isn't that one of the songs? That's a song.
It's an audio podcast, anyway.
So. Oh yeah, it's not. Sorry, it won't work. It's for the audio.
Shaking up my junk for you.
I did. We had an experience last year at the Toronto Comic Con Fan Expo, where you were running the Snapchat account for the Fan Expo, and I was walking around with Christian, or this was in March.
Yeah,
this was in March. We were walking around the Comic Con, and we saw a group of girls that were all cosplaying as the clones from Orphan Black, and you ran up to them and went, "Oh my God, your costumes are amazing! All these Orphan Black costumes are awesome!" And one of the girls went, "Oh my God, your Donnie costume's unreal!" And Christian just went with it and was like, "Oh, hey, thanks. Can I get a picture with you guys? Here, we'll take a picture on your camera." And then one of them went, "I think it is Donnie." It was so funny.
Oh, that's the best.
It was
that's
so great. You guys, I love your costumes. And you would do it passing people. Sure, that was my favorite. People walking by, like, dressed as one of the clones, and you'd be like, "Oh, I love your Allison costume." They go, "Hey, thanks." Yeah. Just so much fun to watch that happen.
I did that my first year at Comic-Con. I went out on the floor with another cast member, Ari Millen, and we just wanted to see the madness on the floor, and we didn't know if we were going to need to wear a mask or anything like that. But the show wasn't super well known, so I thought we were like, "We'll be fine. We're all right." But a security guy came with us and was like, "Listen, I'm just going to shadow you. I'll be a few feet behind. I'll be totally inconspicuous." He's in like a black suit. And a tie. Oh, yeah. Right. And he's like, literally, like, we'd be at a table over there, and he'd be here with comic books, like,
huge security dude reading.
He wouldn't even
books?
Pretend to read it. He would just pick it up and look at the cover and then look over, put it down, move on to the next table. But the first thing that happened when we came out was we came out like sort of a side entrance into the con floor, and we see a Doctor Who eating fries and ketchup, like just
Tom Baker Doctor Who, or what kind of Doctor Who?
The scarf one?
Oh,
I think.
John Pertwee.
Sure.
Oh, no, Tom Baker. That was Tom Baker.
Okay.
The multicolored scarf and the curly hair?
TARDIS.
Yep.
So we were.
Bigger on the inside.
Yeah. That's all I know from Doctor Who is TARDIS. Yeah.
Well, that's fair. Yeah. That's good.
It's something.
Do you know what it stands for?
Exterminate.
Yeah. Technological, artistic, robot, directional, insanity, science.
Thanks.
You got it.
Science machine is hyphenated.
Well done.
From Doctor Who, the musical, coming soon.
It's going to be great, guys. Written by Neil Gaiman.
Work in progress.
Yeah. And so he was eating fries, and we just kind of were like, let's just bolt and just get right out of there. And he like was just putting fries into his mouth, and he just saw us and went,
and like, no.
And he didn't choke, but he was like, it was like, and he couldn't say anything because he had a mouthful of fries, but he was just like, and like, we just like, keep going, keep going, keep going. And we like left him in the dust. And that was fun.
So now, he could be dead right now.
He could be dead.
Say, should we, did you
he might be, but he'll be reborn again because he's a doctor. Yeah. I know that too.
Nice. Yeah. Two things.
One last question here. We'll wrap up this interview and then get on with our second story. But what is the, without name, because I don't know if you're going to know their names or not, what is the weirdest thing that has happened to you at Comic-Con? The weirdest thing that happened to you.
Oh, the weirdest thing that's happened to me at Comic-Con. I think when I run into like a celebrity at a party who's a fan of me, that weirds me out because I've seen them on TV for a long time. And when they geek out about watching the show that I'm on, that is so weird and not right.
I know you had that happen on Twitter with Patton Oswalt.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a huge fan of
the show
and he loves
your
character.
The character too. That makes me geek out. And there's a bunch as well. You see them. They'll be in the green room, like, watching the panel or at Nerd HQ, which is a charity panel that we do. They'll be in the green room there, like, drinking and watching the panel and hanging out afterwards. It's very bizarre. That's the weirdest thing for me. People that I'm a fan of who know me. That's
and
weird.
I know that you had a nice moment. Your name, Christian, spelled with a K.
Yeah.
You met the other famous Christian, spelled with a K.
Yep.
Who plays Hodor on Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
And you got a picture of two Christians, and you put it up on Instagram, and I thought I was going to lose my mind.
Yeah. Christian Nairn, who is the more famous Christian with a K, who, if you ever type my name in, like, Christian into IMDb, because I am IMDb myself every day.
you should see a doctor.
His picture pops up before mine because he's more famous than me, so I'm like, oh, Hodor. God damn it, Hodor.
Yeah.
God damn it. Someone kill him off.
Yeah, murder that guy.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Christian Bruhn. Yay! Give a round of applause.
Thank you.
Now,
thank you for that candid interview.
We're
going to
get drinks. Good call,
candid.
Everybody. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Good call.
Leaving?
I think they're getting more beers.
I think they've seen enough.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start our second story, and I liked Christian's story so much, I thought it'd be fun to do a panel at a Comic-Con or a convention in the future.
Yeah, sure.
So, but we need the name of the show that the panel is for. So let's get from the audience, let's get a color, some color that isn't black. Puce is great. What a great color.
Wait, what color is puce?
I know.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
And then let's get, what do you want the focus of it? This is puce. What should we get? Some sort of...
Yeah, it is... It's like a spy show.
A spy show. It's a spy show.
It's a spy show.
And so it's puce and what are we? We puce. Need an adjective.
Yeah.
Some adjectives. Give us an adjective that when we say spy show, you think of this adjective.
It's they a don't
descriptive
know grammar.
Word.
They don't know grammar.
Treacherous.
Yes.
So the show we're doing the panel for is called Treacherous Puce.
Yeah. Treacherous All right? Puce.
This is the Treacherous Puce panel in the Comic-Con of the future.
Yeah.
And now, you have to say tonight's transmission.
Oh, yeah. And now, tonight's transmission.
Oh! It's election time on the moon. We have two candidates. Illusionoid, the mad computer, and one of Illusionoid's loose tentacles. It's kind of like choosing between having your home vaporized or having it squeezed to death very slowly. It's hard to decide. You're dead either way. The worst part of it is the smear campaigns on television. They used to be friends, but by goodness, they hate each other now. And one used to be part of the other. It's so confusing. And I'm the only vote. I can't abstain because that just hands it to Illusionoid. But I don't want to vote for the tentacle. It's so hard. I wish there was a three-party system. In your future, television will be very popular, as it is now. In my time and in your now, I'm in the future. But there will be no better way to creep out the stars of your television shows than at a convention!
All right, everybody, welcome. Welcome, everybody, grab a seat. We're here at the Galactic Con 2028-20, and we are here to interview the stars of your favorite television show. That is Treacherous Pews! Let's hear it for the stars of Treacherous Pews!
All right. Thank you.
Of course, thank you. That's great. All right, everybody, calm yourselves. There's a lot of you here today. Here we are, Galacticon. Of course, you know them, and I know them, but I'll have them run down the panel and introduce themselves, starting down at the far end.
All right. Well, you probably know me. You probably recognize me. It's, I'm Conrad Janus. Conrad Janus rhymes with anus, am I right?
Conrad Janus, everybody. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Well, hold your applause until the end. I got excited. Hold it to the end. Conrad Janus.
Yes, my name is Bromkin. Just one name, Bromkin.
Of course, we all know.
And I, yes.
You're a huge fan.
I play Grovskrush.
Of course, we all
know. Grovskrush.
And finally here.
I'm Teresa Cinelli. And it has just been so amazing performing with these two gentlemen. For the past
four seasons.
Okay, it's just been so amazing. Great. And I'm so happy to be out of the hospital, and it's just so great.
Teresa, everybody. Okay, round of applause for our host, Amy.
Hey, Teresa.
Thank you.
Now, very happy. Yeah.
Now, we've been running, Treacherous Pews has, of course, been running for 14 seasons, which is just incredible. It still has not run as long as Price is Right, but, you know, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
So yes. I guess my first question before we open it up to the floor is, of course, what's the secret to its longevity, do you think?
Well, now that we are in our 37th season.
I said 14 a minute ago.
He said 14.
No, but we've shot 30.
Oh, you've shot that many already?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, guys, good news. Spoiler, it's going for a lot longer.
Was I not supposed to release the number?
It's all right. They're going to find out, right? It's where people come for leaks like this, right?
Yes. Inside information. I leaked all over the place. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I know.
It's not good. What was the question?
The secret. What's the secret to its longevity? Why is it? What's the secret?
Well,
budgets.
It's right. Yeah.
There's a lot of money.
The secret is just the money behind it.
Yes.
Oh.
And it's the way it's about characters, if I might, are so relatable to the audience, right? I didn't tell you who I play. You all remember who I play. I play the mysterious gentleman.
It's a great name, too. I love your character's name.
It's just the mysterious gentleman. I show up, and I put the plot in motion.
That's right.
For each episode of Treacherous Pews. So it's a bit like, you probably don't remember the old series from about, would it be about 184 years ago now? Yeah. And how many people are 184 years old?
Anybody?
By round of applause? Oh, we got a few.
With the cryogenics and such, right? Yes. We have a few of the older people here. But it was Charlie's Angels. You probably don't remember Charlie's Angels. At the beginning of every episode, this character here to my right.
Grumrosh.
And Vanessa.
Teresa.
It's Teresa.
It's weird that you guys never share screen time, so you don't really act together.
No.
In 14 seasons, we've never seen a scene with you together.
We block shoot everything.
Oh, just your side?
We just shoot our scenes. So I've shot all my scenes in like 3 days for the entire season. And I never see these guys.
I shoot mine all in Pew's screen.
Yes, you are the titular character, codename Treacherous Pews.
Yes,
but we also use Pew's screen to shoot with the visual
effects. Why it's just your head. Yes. Floating around.
That's right.
Yes. He's a great spy that way.
Yeah. It's what I loved about when I first read the script is that he can change into anything, but his head's still there.
Still the same.
It's still a head.
Yeah.
But it's like he's a car. I had this or
worked,
he's a robot.
Yes. I had this worked into my contract. So I'm recognizable, and then I can be hired for other contracts, for other shows and movies around the universe.
As yourself?
Noticing a disappointing theme of you being very interested in just the money part of the gig and not the artistic thing.
I'm very
what you're
rich,
creating.
And okay. I can have people killed.
Now maybe you'd want to talk to the fans about how much they mean to you, but I guess not.
I will crush you.
Okay. Teresa, what is it like to be the sole female member of the show?
I just love it so much. I get a lot of attention, and I do all my own stunts.
Oh, I had no idea.
I do. And what I like about it is the first 12 seasons, I did a lot of nudity. And then I said, no, no more. So then the 13th season, I had to do still a lot of nudity. And then I'm doing still a lot more on the 14th. So they didn't listen. But I liked being able just to say it. And I said it.
But what's amazing is all those nude scenes, right? You're by yourself. It's like you're not even interacting with other characters.
Right, no, it's
right?
Just me walking around.
Yeah.
And I know I look good naked. I just didn't know I looked that good.
Oh, okay.
But I look good.
It's good you're still humble.
I mean, look, I'll get naked right now.
No, it's okay.
Yes,
here,
please
watch.
Do this right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, what a treat. What a treat. Live nudity on the panel here at Galacticon.
So as you can see...
Oh, yeah, we could see everything.
You had the third and fourth breast added underneath. It's very nice.
And I'm sorry, is that a mechanical heart?
It is. I'm actually 190 years old.
Really? Oh, looking you don't good. Look a day over 189.
You are a little stinker.
That's her famous catchphrase, everybody. You're a little stinker.
I came up with that one myself.
Oh. You improvised that on set?
I what?
Nothing. Conrad, one more question before I take it to the crowd.
Right, go ahead.
Conrad, you're a veteran of stage, screen, beams. What is it that you liked about portraying the mysterious stranger on Treacherous Piers?
Well, so I had such latitude, right? When I read the script, I was like Jeunesse over here, right? I was like, this is
got Grumgrush.
Grumgrush.
Grumkin is my real name.
What's one?
Grumgrush is my character.
Are you
name.
Saying Roomcrush?
Grumgrush.
14 seasons and you don't know seasons. Each other's names.
Block shooting.
Oh,
right?
Block, that's block shooting. That's block true. Shooting. That's probably so checkerboarded with the French cast.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So there's so much latitude and ability for me to create the character organically, which I thought was such a gift to be able to do that when things are so highly prescribed in these kinds of episodics, that for me to be able to come in and let my impulses drive where I took the character, I thought was just fantastic.
Oh, it's so great. So great. Yeah. Guys, round of applause for our panel.
Thank you.
Now, this is the time where we open up the panel to questions from you, the fans. So if you have a question, please come on up. Ask them anything you like. Just come right up here to the microphone. Oh, yeah, come on up here to the microphone. Ask the question from the mic. Here we go. What's your question? What's your name? What's your question?
I think he's nervous.
I don't know what happened. Okay, do you want to just come up here and ask a question? Anybody? Anybody at all? Anybody at all?
Does anybody have a question for me?
Yeah. What's your name, young man?
Grayson.
Grayson, what high school did you go to, Grayson?
It's Grimsby.
Awesome. Go Trojans. What's your question for the cat?
I was just curious as to where they saw the plot going.
Oh, yeah, because of so many twists and turns. Yeah, a lot of twists in this show, guys. Where did you see it going? We'll start down here with Teresa and then work our way through him and then to Conrad.
Well, when I got cast in the show, they said, Teresa, you just be you. And I said, I don't want to be me. I want to be someone else. And so they made me someone else. And that's what I do. And then it changed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great answer. Grumkrush?
I became Grumkrush. After season two, Bromkin ceased to be, and then I became Grumgrush. And so I have killed many people, and I plan on killing many more.
Okay, great. And Conrad?
Well, as a mysterious stranger, I'm the key motivator of the meta plot, which is the long range plot, whereas these two take care of the episodics from week to week. So I don't, without giving anything away.
No spoilers, guys. Sorry.
He dies next season.
Okay, there's one spoiler.
Was this
any more questions here? Do you have a question for the panel, young man? That's a great question, guys.
Oh, my God.
I do happen to speak his language. There's our visitor there from Venus. Just wanted to know, what can we expect on the finale of 37 seasons long? What can we expect in the finale?
I will retire to my planet.
Okay.
With a lot of money.
Okay, I'm noticing a theme.
And many wives from many different extraterrestrial species.
I think there's this moment in season 28.
Oh, spoilers.
Where my character and the mysterious stranger's character, we meet up.
Oh my God, oh, huge!
Hey.
And we are at a coffee shop, and he walks in, and I'm like, what is happening? And he's like, who is this? And I'm like, I know who I am. Who are you? And it's just this great conversation that happens. We improvised a lot of it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
No, so you know what improvising
Sorry?
Is? Okay. One more question out here? Do we have another question for the panel from out here? Anybody? Yeah, what's your name, young man?
Dirty Sweet.
Dirty Sweet. And what high school do you go to?
Every one of them.
Oh, go Trojans. What's your question for the panel? Oh, yeah.
Season 38 is a musical.
We have heard rumors that season 38 is going to be a musical. Could we all hear a little bit of your characters singing in the musical version of Treacherous Pews?
Sorry.
Don't apologize. It's a great question.
Grumgrush. Grumgrush. He makes soup of you. He call it Clavrash. I'm going to kill you dead, then I make a soup of you. If you do not like me, then I'm going to kill every one of you. Grumgrush. Grumgrush. He stays good.
From Grumcrush there, everybody. That's pretty great.
Nice.
Can we hear a little bit from Conrad? Conrad, a bit of Conrad's song?
So this is called The Ballad of the Mysterious Stranger.
Okay.
All right.
So mysterious. My life so mysterious. I have an objective, but it's mysterious to me. It's mysterious to Grumcrush. It's mysterious to Teresa. I have a mysterious
so great. We learned a lot there for sure.
That's right. See, I'm contractually obliged to not reveal too much.
Yeah, no spoilers. No spoilers. Right? Okay, and Teresa, your song?
This is very sexy.
Oh, it's very sexy.
Yeah.
Sexy.
Yeah. This is one scene. She's nude in this one.
It's in the key of sexy.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to have sex with me. I can see it. Why can't you see? If you wanna have some, get in line. But don't wait too long, cause I don't work too many hours of the day. Everybody
Oh, yeah, we don't want to give away too much.
I was getting very turned on.
I have to say, as a science fiction fan for going on 700 years, I really like how we de-objectified women and then just brought it back.
Oh, yeah. Everything's cyclical,
right? Cyclical, very cyclical.
Well, we fought that war for it.
To bring it back?
Yeah.
You fought the war to bring it back, and you succeeded.
Oh, I took it, and I own it.
Okay. One final word here before we open up the floor. You are more than welcome to come up and get your autographs and holographs signed by the cast. One more thing here before we go. Give us just a little taste, drop a couple hints. No spoilers, but just some hints of what's in store for each of your characters. We'll start here with Conrad.
All right. Well, coming up, season 14 is going to be a big reveal. Yes. Yes.
Perfect.
Oh, that's more than enough. Yeah. More than enough. Big reveal.
Huge reveal.
I'll ask without giving away too much, will the mysterious stranger there, will he be still mysterious?
Well, you know that through seasons 1 through 14, I've appeared in a purple mist, right?
Yeah.
Every time someone mentions the mysterious
stranger. A lot of purple mist costumes out there today.
Look at that. Nice, nice. Yeah. And so I'm obscured by a purple mist most of the time, silhouette backlit. In season 14, the mist will be violet.
Oh, retro excuse.
And that has meaning. Retro for those of you who follow the show, you know exactly what that means.
That's right. That's
you
know what he means.
That's right.
That's
right. If you're true fans will know it.
Grum Crush? Little tidbit, little teaser?
Yes. Grum Crush has been working very hard on his English accent because.
Oh, can we hear a little of it?
Yes. Good day, my friend. How dare you, dare.
Oh, wow. That was
I am an alien from another place. Top of the morning to you.
Wow. I have to say, deadly accurate. No offense to our friends from Saturn in the crowd. And Teresa, what can we expect? A little teaser, a little tidbit from you about what's happening with your character.
Well, I get possessed this season by a creature from another dimension.
Seems like a huge spoiler and not really a tidbit.
Oh, but I didn't want to tell you that the creature is a man.
No, but no, again, you're telling me things you shouldn't.
So then I turn into a man.
No, no.
Instead of me being the sexy Teresa, I am a sexy man Teresa.
Parents?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pardon?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause for the panel of Treacherous Pews. Don't forget, your wristbands allow you to come up and get in line to get your holographs and autographs signed there. And also, you can get a cast photo. Now's your opportunity to take out your photographic devices and such and take a photo of the cast. You guys, give us a fun pose for the fans. There it is, like a classic pose. I can't believe you're hovering in midair like that. All right, thanks so much. Good night. Good night, everybody.
Thank you. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is it for Illusionoid. A round of applause for our guests, Christian Brune and John Cattucci.
Thank you.
Chris New on the sound effects and music over there. That's Lee Smart. I'm Nug Nargang. Thank you so much for coming.
Treacherous Puce, improvised by Illusionoid. Starring Lee Smart and Nug Nargang, with special guests John Cattucci and Christian Brune. Live music and sound effects by Chris New. Recorded live at the Social Capital Theatre in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, July 27th, 2016. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirt of the doomed future is available today. Visit TeePublic.com and search for Illusionoid or follow the link on our Facebook page. Illusionoid can be heard on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, and anywhere podcasts can be heard. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode, tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod, or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find out about the show. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show us that you actually heard this message. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.